This may be the biggest story I have ever run in the history of the Common Sense Show. Certainly is the biggest story of the year. And I've been working on this story for about 5 hours now. And this is why I've been a little light on my postings and news, because I've been on this. And in the meantime, I've been on an East Coast station. I've been on with Mike Adams. Now I get to come and tell you what I've learned. It's very, very, very serious. And it's in my backyard, so I'm obviously very nervous. And I'm concerned about my friends and family and people in general. We're going to talk to you all about that here. And I don't believe Arizona is where this is going to stop and start. I think we're going to see a national phenomenon. We are brought to you by NanoSoma. This is the product that gave me my life back, saved me from death's doorstep, because it strengthened my immune system like none other. You can see how it does it by going to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And you're going to see, oh my gosh, this works for about everything. Worked for me. I have a lifestyle now that I haven't had in 25 years. And I'm really, really glad to bring this to you. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. I just got off Mike's show, and we're going to go through and talk about something here I think is really important to look at. Losing my voice because I've been talking nonstop all day. All right, from the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. I don't have full details yet, but he's got more than what he put here as he gets updated. I do too. The public has not been authorized details being released. Well, now they are. Heads up to those in Arizona coming attacks against infrastructure there. The activation of cross-border sabotage teams is going to be the most intense anywhere in the United States. AZ is going to effectively be turned into a war zone. What I can say from previous intel that occupying forces have IEDs, anti-personnel mines, RPGs, SAMs, night vision, ballistic vests, full auto drop-in triggers, illegal suppressors, and mortars. If Trump wins, the likely go signal will be given fairly quickly after that. Arizona is going to be hit very hard. More intel coming as I'm authorized to release it. Law enforcement is already being briefed. AZ LEOs are already in the loop, so they have a heads up. Okay, now I want to just scroll down here and show you something here. I don't think this is convincing, but in light of everything else, I think it should be considered. Steve Williams says, someone I know very well lives in a secluded area in Arizona. They saw a small military aircraft transport plane dropping five shed-sized packages out in the desert about a month ago. It flew at a very low elevation and they had parachutes attached to them. I called the local police, and we'll lose sight of this here real quickly. So I called the police and I wasn't able to find the owner of the plane, but it was registered to a company called Win-Win Aviation, and it looks to be a government contractor based on the history of the plane. Okay, so we have this, and then I'm going to close this off here, and I'm going to tell you what I've learned. I've talked to Richard Mack. He had some of this predictive 3 weeks ago on my show, Sheriff Richard Mack. I talked to Paul Preston. At the start of all this, gosh, probably 4 hours ago, Paul had a lot of this. I have been exchanging back and forth with Doug Thornton. I don't know if he has any of it. We're going to find out. He's got sources to really dig. Boy, this is everywhere, folks. This is not going to stay in the genie's bottle much longer, especially since Mike's interview and mine are going to go viral. We're going to run this part today. So what we have here are, I'll go back and give backdrop. Got an FBI friend, now retired, college together. Person told me a year and a half ago, Dave, you're one of two states that there's going to be a mass terrorist attack in. It'll be excused for martial law if Biden doesn't win the election. Now, this is when Biden was the presumptive candidate. This is before Kamala came in. That I thought was interesting. And I've talked about this. California and New Mexico are off limits because they're already controlled by the deep state liberals. Arizona, purple state, kind of in between Texas becoming purple, in between. So we thought it would come either Arizona or Texas. Looks like now it's Arizona. And I've said this before, I've run this story. 40th Street and Thunderbird in apartments, Chi-Com soldiers. They work out regularly at the local LA Fitness. These people are seemingly everywhere in groups of six to eight, different ones each time. I've had multiple people in the area write to me. This is Paradise Valley Mall area where they tore down the mall, built all these apartments and condos and so forth. And this is information I've had, gosh, 4 months first time, 3 months second time, 3 months third time. They're here. And when I spoke at Take Our Border Back, this was really interesting because they, being Border Patrol and ex-Border Patrol, were saying there's 100 to 200,000 terrorists in our country. We don't know the exact number because of the gotaways, but we're catching them all the time, catch and release, catch and release. And we know about the murderers and the rapists let in. I've said it's only a matter of time until this happens. Now we're sitting on the precipice. Now, Mike thinks it's going to happen after a Trump victory. I have a little different view, and I'm not saying I'm right. I don't know for sure, but I know Kamala's campaign is falling apart internally. People are defecting, they're leaving. They're being paid extra not to leave to create the impression. That's one. Her campaign's falling apart internally. It's falling apart externally. Trump is destroying her. Destroying. The projections with people that I know and trust, and whose job is to monitor the algorithms that predict the election, in government, 8 to 12%. Out of government, private monitoring, 10%. Martin Armstrong, Armstrong Economics, 10%. Now, all these crazy polls they're running and the propaganda, the last minute voters might bump that 10% up to about 30, 35%. That's a tall order to cheat, a real tall order. And you have to do it in the right states. Isn't that interesting? Now, who votes more on election day? Republicans. This is where Mike has a case. This could be election day or post-election. I'll give him due on this. I think election day is a second possibility. I think they may be determining they've already going to lose. This is why they've tried to kill Trump. Why would you kill someone that you know you can cheat enough to win? Doesn't make sense, does it? So we look at this, and there's a problem. There's a big problem. Drones are going to hit infrastructure, water, electricity, suicide drones. There's going to be IEDs placed in parks and public places, mass attacks on the public. I've got that one. I don't think Mike had that particular aspect, but this is what's coming. And I don't think it's just going to be Arizona, but I've been told this is ground zero. And that's exactly the phrase Mike used. And Sheriff Mack had some of this stuff 3 weeks ago. I've talked to some people in law enforcement. They're tight-lipped, but they said enough to send me a message. They're aware and they know it's coming. We just don't know the when. We know the how. We don't know all the wheres, but we can kind of predict. You know, I'm supposed to go to JD Vance tomorrow in a suburb of Phoenix. I'm rethinking. This is crazy what's going on, but it's predictable. It's predictable, and it's done with a complicit participation of these Bolshevik communists who've done a coup d'etat on our constitution, on our elections, on our state, and we know exactly what's happening. Exactly. Is there more? Yeah, there's a lot more. I'm thinking out loud here. Do I continue or do I just kind of leave this to see where it goes? And I think I'll opt for that latter. But I'm telling you, people, we are in big, big trouble. And don't think it's just confined here. Okay, there's another huge story unrelated to this, maybe related to this remotely, but another story with another crisis that just popped up. in the last 15 minutes. We're going to talk about that next. Check us out on our newsletter. Sign up for it. Get everything we do emailed to you every day. All we need is your email. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com/newsletters or go to thecommonsenseshow.com and newsletters in the upper right-hand corner. Click that on and sign up. We'll see you back here next time.